Nashville's flourishing food scene has meant an explosion of styles and flavors, but finding the ingredients for those creative dishes is often a challenge for chefs. One program, though, is connecting hip restaurants with a group that has firsthand experience growing those crops normally found abroad, refugees. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
In back of East Nashville's 210 Jack restaurant, chef and owner Jess Benefield lowers a basket of small green peppers into a vat of hot oil.
So we drop them in the fryer for, it's about 90 seconds. You want them to blister, but still have a lot of crisp to them.
These are shishitos, a Japanese pepper with just the right balance of sweetness and spiciness.
It's this really mild spice. It's not really hot. They say like every 1 out of 10 is hot. When you get a hot one, it's kind of super crazy hot.
A great appetizer to go along with a steaming bowl of ramen soup.
So we toss it in like a little Caesar-like dressing after they come out, and they have these like really buttery kind of sourdough croutons. It's just a lot of fun and really good and creamy. And it's kind of a roulette too, which is a lot of fun.
Diners never know for sure whether they're going to bite into a hot one or not, which is one reason this is among the most popular items at 210 Jack, a cozy, rustic-looking noodle house tucked in the rear of a trendy shopping center. But keeping shishitos on the menu has been work. It's possible to find them in Asian supermarkets and to order them from restaurant supply companies. But Benefield says those sources aren't always dependable, or the peppers are low quality, or they may have been shipped halfway around the world.
So anything that we can get that's similar here and that people are familiar with growing, that's it makes a lot of sense.
Recently, that grower has been just a 12-mile trip down the road to South Nashville to a community garden set up on the remnant of a church baseball field.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Chaz.
My name is Chandra.
This is where Chandra Powdell is tending his plot. He's taking part in a program that began just over 2 years ago. It encourages refugees living in the city to go back into farming. Powdell grew up in Bhutan, but was forced out in the 1990s by an ethnic purge. For 2 decades after that, he lived in a refugee camp in Nepal. Then that country's government shut down the camps, forcing him to resettle in Nashville 4 years ago. Farming is the only profession he's ever known. He speaks through a translator.
Being a farmer is the best thing to me, and I like working, just whatever the work I have here, I just enjoy working here.
Powdell strolls along his rows, pointing out the crops. His plot is vibrant and well thought out. Some are plants he grew in Bhutan. Others are entirely new to him.
Alu, kamastuna, beans.
Yeah, I have potatoes and kamatsuna, beans, tomatoes, and shishito peppers, and I have a lot more stuff here.
Much of this is destined for 210 Jack. Last year, the garden agreed to supply the restaurant with a steady stream of ingredients, including Japanese essentials like shishitos, daikon radishes, and a leafy green called kamatsuna. Powdell is pleased with how this year's crop is going.
Shishito pepper is good.
Mm-hmm.
This produce is organic and grown to 210 Jack specifications. The restaurant even provided the seeds to get just the variety of shishito it wanted. The growers also raise food for their own use and to sell at a local farmer's market, says Lauren Bailey. She manages the program, which goes by the name Growing Together.
It's a mix of trying to highlight things that they know how to grow really well and things that might be new to them that Nashville and American customers might be more used to.
Bailey says there are similar programs in other cities, including a thriving CSA farmed by refugees in the Atlanta area. Nashville's program is still in its early stages. There are 8 farmers, each of whom gets 1,200 to 2,400 square feet. That's smaller than a tennis court. Bailey admits it's not enough land for farmers to earn a living, and Growing Together would like to acquire more space. But as it stands, she says, participants do get a chance to work, practice English, earn a little money, and build confidence.
We're able to sort of highlight a skill they bring to the United States and give restaurants access to locally grown food like that.
By producing the flavors found thousands of miles away, they hope to close the gap between Nashville and abroad. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.